This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it has been a wild one so far, and there's still a lot more to go. We have Drag Queen Story Hour on U.S. Air Force bases, more monkeypox talk, some interesting results of a presidential poll for the GOP, why you should move, inflation, and more. Before we get to anything else, I have to do a couple housekeeping items. First and foremost, I promised you that I'd have an announcement soon, right, on something extra that is coming for the show. Well, congratulations, it's here. It's for you. Remember when I said it's not for me? But it's for you. Do you remember when I said that? I was very specific about that. Well, have you ever wanted to watch me do the show? The suits want you to be able to watch me do the show. This is not my idea. I cannot stress this enough. This is not my idea. But apparently people like it and they want to watch me do the show. So if you go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse, thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. You have to pay for it. You do have to pay for it. If you sign up and subscribe, you can watch me do the show. It starts June 1st, starting June 1st. What is it? It's $10 a month or $100 a year. So, I mean, I would get the year if this is something you think you're going to do, but TheFirstTV.com/Jesse. They're going to simulcast the radio show. You can watch me and my stupid facial expressions while I do the show. But don't think I'm going to dress up for you, okay? What I'm wearing is what I'm wearing. If you tune in and I'm wearing a wife beater, you're just going to have to live with it. No money backs. You hear me? TheFirstTV.com/Jesse. And the second two housekeeping items are a little bit more serious. Memorial Day is coming up. I mentioned this last night. I'm going to mention it again. Memorial Day is coming up. It's coming up on Monday. The standard in my business is for radio and TV people to take that day off. That's because you take it off. So the people don't watch. They don't listen. Totally support all that. I have always felt an obligation to do a show that day. It's something we prioritize. And I don't mean a throwaway show. I'm going to be sitting here live in the chair on Monday night doing a Memorial Day show, but I need to stress it is going to be something we think is special, but it's going to be different. There's going to be almost undoubtedly a lot more history than normal, but it's going to be an entire three-hour show to honor the fallen. I already have a couple of warriors coming on who've agreed to come on because they have a friend, a fallen comrade. They want to come on and honor. This is not Veterans Day, right? It's Memorial Day, a day where we honor the fallen. We will be here Monday honoring the fallen. And lastly, as far as housekeeping item goes, yes, I am aware of the mass shooting that took place in Uvalde, Texas. What are my rules for mass shootings? One, and this is a big one, I do not do mass shooting radio. Why don't I do mass shooting radio? I am a father. I have two sons. I am not exactly the paranoid type of parent, and yet even I have these brief moments from time to time where you dread getting the worst phone call any parent could ever get in their lives. As we speak, parents in Uvalde, Texas are getting that phone call. I'm not going to do a radio show while parents are getting the worst phone call in their lives. We're going to bow our heads and pray for those families. hope that community can come together. We are not going to name the shooter, because so often these things are done for fame. They will never be named on this show. We won't read their manifesto. We will forget about them as if they never existed. And we're not going to politic on the back of this. Again, children are dead. I want you to listen to a couple of things here, and you tell me, do these sound like decent people? These were as the bodies were still warm in Uvalde, Texas. First, let's go to MSNBC.
You know, the story of this is not that complicated. It is mostly one party, almost exclusively at this point, where a party that has been owned to a large extent by the National Rifle Association, where Republicans have taken these positions, they've gotten campaign contributions, and they've been forced into extreme positions or submitted to extreme positions on guns because they are fear that they will get primaried by an NRA-supported candidate to their right on this issue. And that has become a self-reinforcing cycle.
Does that sound like a good human being? Well, kids lay dead. Does that sound like any person with any sense of decency? Just one more. Let's go to CNN for their take on it.
From an investigation standpoint, I'm going to do what the facts tell me now. So I've got demographics, first of all, an 80% Hispanic school district. So the most important thing for the federal government to do right now is to say there will be no immigration enforcement during this period in that area. It is.
In case you're wondering, this is not a messed up piece of audio. This actually is what she said in response to a bunch of dead school children.
It has a large immigration population. You want parents with their kids. You don't want people hiding right now. And we need to make that clear ASAP because of the political issues in Texas.
Do you want me to sound like that for our side? I'm not doing it. We say our prayer. We bow our head. We move on. All right? We will keep you updated on that. All right, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I decided we all need probably a little bit of a mini break, especially in the wake of the latest ugly news out there. So I'll tell you what, we're going to mix something in on tonight's show. That we do these kinds of things from time to time, and people seem to enjoy them. I know I certainly do. We're going to open up the phones, but no, it's not so you can call and yell about Joe Biden or something like that. I want to know, what is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten in your life? 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Maybe it was from your dad, mom. Maybe it was a friend, a boss, a coach, a mentor of some kind. Maybe it was about business. Maybe it was about men, women, life. I don't care. 877-377-4373. What was the best advice you've ever gotten in your life? All right. Now, all that to say, we were touching briefly last hour about a corrupt system and what's going on with Durham and Clinton. And I realize there are all these other stories that should overtake that today. And I shouldn't be talking about Durham Clinton. There's nothing more important going on than finding out how deep the rot goes in the federal government. And in case you happen to get lost as I was keeping you updated, I'm going to do a little visual representation. Right now, you're hearing the name Sussman a lot. Michael Sussman. You're hearing the name Sussman. I want you to picture Sussman as this little ball, all right? He's a ball right in front of your face. Stop, Chris. But Michael Sussman's there. Now, Michael Sussman worked for two different people, okay? So you're going to do two different lines, one coming out the right top side, the other coming out the left top side. Michael Sussman worked for a guy named Joffe. Joffe is a tech giant, tech guru, and he worked for Hillary Clinton. Those are the two different people that lead down to the Michael Sussman ball. He was a lawyer who worked for both those people. Joffe, the Joffe line, they were the ones telling Sussman, hey, Donald Trump, I think he's tied to Russia. He's secretly communicating through this bank with Russia. That's what they were saying. The Hillary Clinton campaign, they had their own pile of dirt they were digging up on Trump. What they both did was they used Sussman's connections within the FBI to get Sussman to deliver information they wanted delivered to the FBI, and he did it for them. And he did it while claiming he was not doing it on their behalf, which we now know was a lie. He was doing it on their behalf. But that actually isn't the worst of it. You know, that's okay. I shouldn't say okay. It's kind of gross, but that isn't the worst of it. The worst part of it is, well, I'll explain in just a second what the worst part of it is. Before I get to that, let's get to this. The world communists are currently meeting in Switzerland. As we've discussed, they're discussing ways to destroy your freedom and your life and your country and your livelihood. The future will belong to who is strongest. We must become a nation of strong men again. Testosterone levels in this society are half of what they were even 50 years ago. Half. We might as well just hand over the keys to them if that's going to be the case, because we just don't have the strength and energy needed to take the country back. Or you can trust Chalk to have natural ways to increase your testosterone by 20% in just 90 days. 20% increase in 90 days. No medicine, no injections, pharmaceuticals. We're talking natural herbal supplements, increasing your testosterone 20% in 90 days. Go to choq.com and use the code Jesse, and that gets you a 35% off store-wide discount. But I want you to get the male vitality stack. Get whatever you want, but get that male vitality stack. choq.com, code Jesse. Go.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to your calls of the best advice you've ever been given here in a second. I have to finish this thought, though, so I'm just kind of hashing all this out because we've been talking about it. It's very important, and it's flying under the radar. The Durham trial of Michael Sussman's going on. I'm not going to rehash what I just said about Sussman. If you missed that, go to iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes and download the podcast when the show's done. The most damaging thing isn't that Sussman took information from Jaffe and took information from Hillary and brought that information to the FBI. The worst part isn't even that he lied to the FBI and said he was just doing it on his own, not on behalf of a client. Honestly, none of those things are that big of a deal. The big deal is the FBI acted on it. You see, if Hillary Clinton and Jaffe both hated my guts, take Trump out of it. Let's say they both hated my guts. What could they really do to me? Anything? Well, let's be honest, Hillary could probably do something. Quit. Anyway, no, seriously, what could they really do? Not really anything. I mean, put some nasty articles about me in the New York Times or something like that, which I'd probably read on the air and we'd all laugh about, and they'd try to get me fired. They'd be calling Premier Networks, take him off the air, and Premier Networks would go, ha, 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 no, thanks, click. So that wouldn't get them anywhere. You could call the first TV, they're going to get the same response. What could they really do? Maybe hurt my reputation a bit, right? Now, that's Hillary and Jaffe. If the Federal Bureau of Investigation decides they want to ruin my life, what could they do? Destroy me. Cost me everything. Look, do I have to play the audio again of Cheryl Atkinson, a established reporter, and I mean a reporter with an exemplary reputation, and this was during Obama's presidency, only Cheryl Atkinson was actually asking difficult questions of Obama. And what happened? Barack Obama's DOJ, they declared war on Cheryl Atkinson. And Cheryl Atkinson, as part of that war being declared on her, well, I guess I'll just let Cheryl tell you once again.
One little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case that's currently in litigation, unrelated, in which an FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on that facet of the operation prior to them doing it.
Hillary Clinton and Jaffe, as evil as they may be, Michael Sussman, as evil as he may be, they don't have the ability and willingness to do, well, they have the willingness, probably not the ability to do that. The FBI can. And then they can not only do it, they can put a big old wanted poster. Jesse Kelly caught, what would they accuse me of? Embezzling or something. Embezzling millions. Cost me everything. Maybe a year or two, turns out I didn't do it. No big deal once I've lost it all. The most dangerous thing happening is not Hillary Clinton lying. I know you hate her, and I hate her, and she's detestable. I get that. The most dangerous thing is that we have a Federal Bureau of Investigation willing to act on these lies on behalf of Hillary Clinton. That is where the real danger lies. We have got to focus. All right. I do have some good news tonight. I actually have a bunch of good stuff, a bunch of fun stuff, and some terrible stuff. We even do a little bit of history. But first, I asked, and you're about to deliver, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? And I realize we have a bunch of new listeners, so you may not be aware. Let's just do this again for everybody. This is not like other radio shows. I hardly ever have guests now. Most of the time, I don't take calls. I'll go days at a time without taking calls. But when I do, do not tell me hi, how are you, that you love the show. No small talk. I'm not going to thank you for the call. I'm not going to ask you how the weather is over there. You know why? Because nobody gives a crap. When I go to you, just get right to the point, all right? That's what everyone wants to hear, right to the point. What is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten? And as much as this pains me to say so, I have to say, you guys have been outstanding at that. They get right to the point now, do they not, boys? They get right to the point. It's awesome. Steven in Washington, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Jesse Kelly, my favorite crayon eater. My dad once told me, I can't help you till you help yourself. Have a good one, bud.
You know, that's not bad advice. It's really not bad advice at all. What happens is we run into this a lot with our loved ones, right? Got your cousin's been drinking too much, and you want to help, but you can't get him to quit stopping in the liquor store. At some point in time, I'll let him go. Ron in Mississippi, go.
Hey, Jess, the best advice I got from the old man I was in junior high, he said this: time is going to pass whether you do anything with it or not. So do something with it.
I like that. That's good. I knew these were going to be gems. Jack in Oceanside. Go, brother.
So not everybody from SoCal is going to get this, but being a Montana boy like yourself, best advice I ever got: don't eat yellow snow.
I know who wrote that book, IP Freely. Am I right, Chris? That's an old joke. What? Oh, that's a good joke. You're stupid. Chris in New York, go. The good one, not the dumb one.
Jesse, so best form of advice I ever gotten was from my sensei, a karate instructor. From 16 to 19, he kept me under his wing. When I told him I was going into the United States Navy, he looked at me in the eye and said, "Don't forget where you came from."
I like that. Rick in Spokane, best advice you've ever been given.
I dropped out of school in the seventh grade, and I started my own business. And when I was about 21, I was working for a contractor, and he was mad about my bid. And he said, "If you're going to go broke, son, do it in the shop. It's cooler in the summer, and it's warmer in the winter."
That's not bad at all. All right, we're going to keep doing those. 877-377-4373. Best advice you've ever been given. Before we do that, I just want you to know I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some good news. Aren't you ready for some good news? There's some good news out there and an interesting GOP primary poll. Okay. All that's coming on the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't turn on the lights because I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come.
there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the
it is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You ready for some good news before we get back to some ugliness? We're changing the name of military bases, apparently, and we're going to laugh about women in the workplace. That's always a good time. Before we get to that, Montana, you know how I've been telling you to get out of that blue hellhole you live in and move to a red state? Because the blue places, it's not just that they're bad, they're going to keep getting worse because there's no incentive for them to pull back to the right. All the incentives are to keep going further into communism. Well, that's true. And states like red states, like Montana, they're doing things differently. You know what Montana just did? While your state was doing drag queen story hour, you know what Montana did? They barred birth certificate changes, even with surgery. Nope. Sorry. Born a man, stay in a man. We're not editing your birth certificate. Yet another example of get to a red state so you and your kids can have some semblance of a sane, normal country. Another headline. Governor DeSantis, this is, of course, Florida, says no way Florida will support the WHO Global Pandemic Treaty. For those who don't know, the World Health Organization, which basically works for China, is still worshipped by the Democratic Party, and they're trying to come up with some kind of world pandemic treaty. And everyone knows what the game of this is, right? Give up any national sovereignty you have so you can have some national, some international pandemic team where they'll set the rules, not for just their country, for every country. I mean, a massive giveaway of our sovereignty and rights and a giveaway of your freedom. What protection do you have from that? Joe Biden's behind this 100%. We have a Democrat Senate, Democrat House. What protection do you have from that? Red states. If you live in a red state, your state can and almost undoubtedly will reject things like this, thanks to the leadership of Heavy D. If you live in a blue state, what chance do you have? Zero. Nobody's coming to your aid. Name the Democrat state that will say no to the World Health Organization. Not one of these people will. Get out. Get to a red area. Become an anti-communist activist and make it redder. School boards, sheriff, city council, DA, state house. Get to a red place, make it redder, and let's make sure we have some sort of safe haven from these sick freaks. Joe Me in Tennessee. That's a great, wow, that rhymed. Joe Me, tell me the best piece of advice you've ever been given, boss.
Have you ever had to tell somebody you're sorry?
Yes.
Before you ever have to say that again, think about these words. I want you to go into the kitchen. I want you to grab a kitchen plate, and I want you to yell at it. I want you to scream at it, cuss it, whatever you need to do. Throw it on the ground as hard as you can and break it. Then I want you to look at it and say, I'm sorry. Tell me if that plate goes back together.
That's pretty profound. That's pretty profound. I like that. I like that. What, guys? You like that? Was good, right? That was good. You know what? We're going to start rating these pieces of advice. That was a 10. I've decided it's a 10. I haven't told you what the scale is because I'm making this up as I go. Johnny in New Jersey, go.
First off, I got to say that wise men learn from other people's mistakes. Smart men learn from their own mistakes. Fools keep making the same mistakes over and over, and plus, you can't quote silence.
You can't quote silence. I'm not sure what that means, so I'm giving it a 5, but I kind of like it. Jamie in Denver, go.
Yeah, so I was a freshman in college, and I was struggling with a class real bad. And I called my dad, and I was like, Dad, I'm struggling with this class. I'm not sure I'm going to pass it. And he said, well, what do you think you should do? I said, I don't have the foggiest idea. That's why I'm calling you. And he goes, son, I know exactly what you should do, but I'm not going to tell you. This is a decision that you need to make. I will support you no matter what you decide, but you are a man now, and you need to make this decision and live with the consequences. And that was the greatest piece of advice I ever got.
So what did he want you to do?
So, well, he never actually told me, but I decided to stay with the class, and I was failing it at the time, but I ended up with a C-. And, you know, he just looked at me one day, and he looked at me and said, son, I'm proud of you.
Oh, that feels good. Hey, from one good student to the other, I'm
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you and buenas tardes to me. Jeff in Staten Island, go.
Jesse, you're my favorite since Rush. an old Italian guy once told me, anything easily lost ain't worth being had.
Anything easily lost ain't worth being had. I don't know if that's true. Last time I sent Michael to the store to get us groceries, he lost my credit card. So I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that at all. Joe in Jersey, go.
I was sitting in a bar after a trade show one night, and a guy I rarely talk to, but he's one of the biggest names in the business, ended up sitting next to me. And after a while of small talk, he said, I'm going to give you a piece of advice here and make you a lot of money. There'll always be rich people in the world, so sell the most expensive, highest quality items in any business. Sell a Mercedes over a Ford. Sell a house in a very nice place over a house in a ghetto, and you'll make a lot of money. There'll always be rich people in the world.
Did it pay off for you?
Absolutely. I'm living in a mortgage-free home right now.
My man. Good for you. I love that. Andrea in Clearwater. I love this one. Go, Andrea.
Yeah, so I'm cleaning this up a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when I was little, my mother would say, now, listen, don't crap on anybody today. You may just need them tomorrow. And
I'm going to give that a 10 because this is one of my gigantic philosophies in life. And look, we're going to get back to this. We're going to talk about this GOP presidential poll in a minute. And we're going to talk a little Bill Gates and Epstein here. Just as long as this World Economic Forum stuff is coming up. But don't crap on anyone today. You might need tomorrow. I'm going to focus this on young people, but this applies to everybody. It's just young people, I feel like they don't get this advice at all. Let me use my business as an example, because you can handle your own business your own way. Every business out there, no matter what it is, I don't care whether you're in the trades like that guy was, lawyer, accountant, cop. I don't care what you do. Whatever your business is, it's a smaller world than you think it is. Understand that. It's a smaller world than you think it is. That's one. Two, another part of this is this. I see these people today, it oftentimes is younger people. I don't like to pick on young people, but it oftentimes is that. They'll fire off some nasty thing on social media naming someone in their own industry by name and blasting them away with both barrels. Maybe that takes off. Maybe that's a tweet that gets viral. But what is that person guaranteed? That person has just guaranteed by firing off that tweet, the person they fired it off about will never forget, and you'll never work for that person a day in your life. If they have any say in you getting that next gig you love, you're toast for a tweet or a Facebook post. put the phone down and stop making enemies in your industry you don't need to make. Definitely don't make personal ones. All right. Now, an interesting GOP poll, and we're going to talk Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein. But before we get to that, I'm going to read you this quick email. Dear Jesse, last week my 27-year-old son was jumped while pumping gas by two jack wagons. One sprayed my son in the face with pepper spray. The other approached him from behind and hit him over the head with a tire iron. My son was able to fight his way back to his work truck, laying out the pepper spray boy, and his partner in crime ran off. My son received 12 staples in the back of his melon, a broken cheek, a number of scrapes and bruises. I thank God he made it out alive. I heard your ads for Hero 2020. I've gone to their website and thought about purchasing one for myself. After this horrific incident, we are purchasing two Hero 2020s, one for him and another for me and my wife. Jesse, I know had it been me or my wife who found ourselves in that same situation, we wouldn't have been so lucky. Thank you for the recommendation. Get something to protect yourself with, please, and your loved ones. Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. It's a non-lethal gun. Anyone can use it. Anyone. Use the code Jesse for a special discount. But go now. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get back to your phone calls to the best advice you've ever been given. I have to do a couple things here. First and foremost, Michael, what was that? That was Hall & Oates? Man, I actually like Hall & Oates. I don't know that I liked that, though. Now I feel gross. I didn't like it. Okay, I didn't like the song. Get to a couple emails. Remember that whole State Farm dust up from yesterday? State Farm, their chief diversity officer puts out some memo to the company that they're going to be giving to Gender Cool, which tells kids to become trans, you know. And then they got blasted all day long. Well, I got an email actually from a local State Farm guy. I've met him before, good dude. He says, Jesse, I'm a State Farm agent and was blindsided by the news yesterday. I've been an agent for over 10 plus years. I partner with local schools and volunteer with PTAs. Any policyholder that comes to me for a fundraising donation, I always give support. Yesterday, I was taking calls asking if my company supports grooming five-year-olds. This was heartbreaking that one decision a low-level marketing analyst made destroyed 10 years of goodwill I've built in my community, not to mention tarnishing a company on its 100-year anniversary. The good news is overwhelming majority of State Farm agents share my values. Leadership heard our voices yesterday and removed their support for the transgender book. I know it's going to take a long time to recover and build back those relationships. Keep up the good fight, Shogun. He told me to say his name. That's not your name. You're not Jake from State Farm. I've met you before. All right. Something to keep in mind. All right. Somebody wrote in. Remember I told you I thought I had a concussion yesterday? Well, I did have a concussion yesterday. This guy says, Dear traumatic brain injury, Jesse, I'm a bartender. On Sunday night while behind the bar, I tripped over the floor mats and fell down. Unfortunately, I was holding a full bottle of wine. Even more unfortunate, I let go of the bottle of wine to stop my fall. And on my way down, the bottle of wine, oh no, bounced off the floor mat and hit me in the head. Ugh. Luckily, it was the part of the bar where people really couldn't see me, but it's on video and it's mortifying. Lady, please send us that video, please. I swear we won't post it. No, we don't post it. We never post it. We just want to see. This will just be for me and Chris and Michael to laugh about internally. I give you my word. Please send us the video. Anyway, she says, anyway, I have a bump on my head and definitely think I'm slightly concussed. But I think by hitting my head, I've fallen into a whole new level of enlightenment. While listening to the first hour of yesterday's show and hearing about child dignity and knowing they mean grooming children, it got me thinking about how in the past 3 years, the same group has gone after women and basically canceled women and have told women to accept men that think they're women. Well, you're not wrong. One, I'm not going to say your name, obviously, but Miss Bartender Lady, please send us the video of you falling with the wine bottle. We would just like to review it for security purposes. Two, It's not that the communists are attacking women. I mean, they are, but that's not the goal, right? It's not that the communists are attacking children. They are, but that's not the goal. They're attacking everything. Remember, you're dealing with somebody. You're dealing with people who believe in their heart of hearts, their religion of communism is the one true religion. And their religion calls for a worldwide, not statewide, not citywide, not countrywide, a worldwide destruction of what? Everything. The world in its structures as they are now, they must be torn down to nothing so they can then be rebuilt. That is the essence of the communist religion. And so they end up destroying things that would never occur to you or occur to me about destroying because we don't think in those terms. We want things improved. I hope this gets better. I hope he gets on back on his feet again. Oh, that city's suffering with crime. I hope they get back up. You want solutions, and we think because we want solutions, and we can disagree on the solutions, right? Like, I think repealing the 19th Amendment would solve everything, but we can disagree on solutions, but we both want solutions because in the end, we want the same thing. We want it to be strong and good for everybody. That's what we want as a people. It's hard for people like you and people like me to accept and understand we are not dealing with people who want the same thing we do. I've used that ham-fisted example before. I'll use it again. You think you're sharing a home with someone who just disagrees with you about whether or not you need new drapes. You're not. You're sharing a home with someone. You think you need new drapes. That person is trying to burn your house to ash. They don't want to improve your home. In their mind, your home and everything about it is deeply evil, and it must be burnt and purged from society. There's no common ground with somebody like that. And frankly, you're cheating yourself and your children if you seek common ground with someone like that. What would the common ground be? Oh, just burn half the house? No. They must be removed from the house. And we have dark, dark, evil people running lots of this. You want to hear something stunning about Bill Gates? I'll tell you in a second.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.